Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. from CITR 101.9 FM radio, and we at this station broadcast live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations Indigenous people. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to be with you this morning, and today I have a rather unusual episode for what I try to do on this show planned, but I'm excited about it. So I recently turned 21, so I thought that today I would do something a little unusual and a bit fun, and I'm going to celebrate my favorite music from the 20th century. As you know, if you listen to this show, I usually focus on thematic episodes, playing music from across genres, across artists, where I try to break barriers, borders, and boundaries. But my interest in doing that comes from a very innate passion I have for all forms of music from within the 20th century. So today I thought I would highlight some of my personal favorites in terms of music that brings me to tears or made me want to be a musician in the first place, or I just think is really fun and emotional and has a sense of personal spiritual connectivity. So I'd like to begin this episode in the first half by playing a portion or the entirety of a piece from each decade of the 20th century that I'm personally moved by. Now, so let's start with the period from between 1900 and 1910. Well, the great musical titan of that era is undoubtedly Gustav Mahler, the conductor of the Vienna Philharmonic and opera, the conductor of the New York Philharmonic, but also the composer who bridged the gap between the Romantic era and the modern era, and whose 10 symphonies are considered one of the great achievements, not only in the orchestral repertoire, but in the entirety of the Western classical music canon. But when you say 10 symphonies, there's a catch to it, because he never finished his last symphony. There's this myth in classical music of the curse of the ninth, where composers die after they finish their final symphony. And Mahler himself was petrified of this, because he'd seen it happen with so many other composers he admired, like Beethoven or Bruckner. And he really, as a person, he'd had so much death and tragedy in his life that he was really truly terrified of death, but he was trying to cheat it. And after he wrote his ninth symphony, he started his tenth, but he died during the completion. However, the adagio remains all as he intended and orchestrated by him. You can hear the other movements, but orchestrated by a different composer. But the adagio is exactly how Mahler wanted it, and I find it the most hauntingly beautiful piece, where Mahler expands his harmonic language more than he ever previously has. And when I listen to it, I feel that it's almost he has created his own retrospective. He's looking back on his life with all its triumphs and tragedy, and with that sweet, pervasive melancholy that was always so prominent, not only in his mind, as he was one of the first patients of Sigmund Freud, but in his music that has touched so many and transcends experience. Please enjoy the adagio from Mahler's 10th Symphony, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, performed by the New York Philharmonic. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and you are listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. And today, I am featuring some of my personal favorites from the 20th century, beginning with a selection from each decade. And you have just heard the Adagio, the first movement of the Adagio from Symphony No. 10 in F sharp major by Gustav Mahler, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, performed by the New York Philharmonic. Once again, the only movement of the 10th symphony which Mahler himself finished. Now, one of the parts of musical language is that I find the most interesting is the lineage of inspiration and how it can pass from teacher to student, but also just from admirer to appreciator or connoisseur or somebody who looks up to a senior composer. And that was very much the relationship between Maurice Ravel, born in the late 1800s, and François Couperin, the court composer for The Sun King. This is Le Trombeau de Couperin, the solo piano version. Ravel wrote for both solo piano and then orchestrated it for full orchestra. But here is the solo piano version of this piece in which he pays homage in his own personal musical vocabulary and language to Louis Couperin hundreds of years before him, performed by Bertrand Chamaillou. And in this recording, what you will hear is the way in which the artist highlights the chord changing and the voice leading in this piece, because Ravel is such a master of harmony and synthesizes and fuses world styles of harmony from North America and Asia into the traditional Western classical music language, which he highlights in the sort of Renaissance Baroque musical fashion of Couperin within his own personal understanding of 20th century idioms. Thank you. you're just tuning in right now, this is Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin, performed by Bertrand Chameau, based on world music harmonies, the traditional Western canon Renaissance styles of Louis Couperin, and translated in 20th century idioms, which Ravel understood so well. Once again, welcome. Broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. My name is Jack Campbell. This is Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live Thursdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM radio. Today, I'm highlighting some of my personal favorites from the 20th century. And now we're moving to the decade of the 1920s. And so far, we've listened to Mahler and Ravel. And now we're going to shift to the Mississippi Delta in the 1920s. The music of Charlie Patton, often considered the father of the blues and the first recorded blues artist. Patton was of African-American and indigenous descent, and his music synthesizes both traditional indigenous musical traditions of the people from which he was descended and African-American spiritual traditions. This song chronicles the devastating floods that hit the Mississippi Delta in the 1920s. Charlie Patton, 1929, on acoustic guitar and vocals, recorded on just a single microphone hanging from the ceiling. Here's High Water Everywhere.
The backwater that rolls around some now, throw me down that line. Backwater don't roll that damn road, oh, Charlie, down that line. And I tell that water, water, don't jump through this town. Lord, that old round country, Lord, where my head's overflow. Lord, that old round country, man, it's overflow.
You know, I can't see him. I'll go while it's hard, boy.
I was going to the hill country, but it got me bummed. Now look at y'all now, Lila, still was rising high. Look at y'all, boy, around Lila, Timmy, still was raging high.
Boy, it's rising over there, yeah.
I'm going to move over to Green Bar. Boy, I tell you goodbye. We all wandered out, Lord, in the road. Road most everywhere. The water had been and little, knowing that road everywhere.
Boy, you can't never see y'all.
I would go down the road, down, but they tell me it's water now. Now the water, now mama, don't drop y'all this down. Well, now tell me the water, don't drop y'all this down.
Boy, I'm going to Vicksburg.
Well, I'm going to Vicksburg for a high mind. I am going out that water while land don't ever. Well, I'm going on a hill where water, oh, don't never blow.
Boy, Shark is calling, it's still a zombie store.
Ball out County, one is over at Tallahassee.
Boy, when Tallahassee, you got it over there.
Lord, the water that rests on that old Jackson Road. Lord, the water that rages. Oh, the Jackson Road.
Boy, he's got my claws.
I'm going back to the hill country. Won't be one no more.
Hey, are you interested in radio? passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections is every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
You were just listening before that very important commercial to Charlie Patton in 1929 sing High Water Blues. Now, a decade later, in the 1930s, of course, the world was plunged into turmoil. Natural disasters, the Great Depression, and the rise of fascism and dictatorship globally. And this period of immense turmoil and oppression and sadness is reflected in music across all styles. Now, although not personally in response to the crises going on at the time in the world, Alban Berg wrote his violin concerto in response to a personal crisis that had devastated his friends, the daughter of Walter Gropius and Alma Mahler, Manon Gropius, died very tragically of an illness when she was very young. Walter Gropius was the leading Bauhaus architect, and Alma Mahler was a composer, singer, author, and, of course, her second husband was Gustav Mahler, whom we started this broadcast with. Berg was sort of the infante terrible of the 12-tone, second Viennese school of writing, and he merged the tonal language with his atonal language to create the music of the most tremendous beauty. And this piece is laced with anguish and fear and regret and devastation, but also a glimmer of hope. And whenever I listen to it, I can't get through it without tearing up. So here is one of my favorite new music specialists on violin, Gidon Kremer, with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis, performing an excerpt of the first movement of Alban Berg's violin concerto, also titled In Memory of an Angel.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, my name is Jack Campbell, and welcome to Breaking Barriers on CITR 101.9 FM radio. Today, I'm highlighting a certain piece of music from each decade of the 20th century, and now we're moving on to the 1940s. Now, so far on this program, we've heard Mahler and Ravel, and that was just Alban Berg with his violin concerto, and we've also heard the beginning of blues music with Charlie Patton. But now I'd like to switch courses to jazz, and with somebody who truly has a voice of soul. And the thing that always strikes me as incredible about this voice is not only is it perfectly in tune, and not only are the inflections brilliant and the improvisations spontaneous yet relevant, but it feels when you listen to it that there is every emotion known to the human soul in it. Please join me for Travel in Light, sung by Billie Holiday live at Carnegie Hall in 1945 from the Verve Collection.
Traveling light. Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Yes, please do. And welcome to CITR 101.9 FM Radio, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. My name is Jack Campbell. You're listening to Breaking Barriers, a show where we take all sorts of music from the 20th century across genres and artists and appreciate it, analyze it, dissect it, compare it, and put it in a historical context. And on today's episode, I'm playing my personal favorites from across the 20th century. And now we're at the 1950s. And after a smattering of avant-garde classical music from across all realms of tonality and jazz and blues, we arrive at the decade which birthed rock and roll. So here's my personal favorite rock and roll artist and somebody who opened up the musical door for so many, performing in a traditional blues style that is just extraordinary, with all the qualities and characteristics of rock and roll that we've come to know and love. Here's Chuck Berry with 30 Days.
I'm gonna give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. For 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Baby, I'ma see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Well, she's gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. And I talked to the judge in private early this morning. And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. They won't put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Yeah, if we're gonna put a cross charge against you, that'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days.
What a terrific track. Chuck Berry with 30 Days from the 1950s. And now, ladies and gentlemen, moving on to the 1960s with a live performance. And to me, this sort of musicianship fuses all the genres we've been discussing. It has the improvisatory quality and the spontaneity and the urgency of jazz and the complexity of classical music and the soulfulness of the blues and the power of rock and roll. And it fuses two of my favorite artists from the 1960s with the musical poetry and brilliance and the lyrical poetry and brilliance. So here, live at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, is Jimi Hendrix performing Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I dig, brother. It's really out of sight here. Didn't even rain. No buttons to push. Right now, I'd like to dedicate this song to everybody here with hearts, any kind of hearts and ears. Go something like this here. As I said before, it's really groovy. I'd like to bore you for about 6 or 7 minutes to do a little thing. Yeah. Excuse me for a minute. Just let me play my guitar, all right? Right now, I'm with a little thing by Bob Dylan. That's his grandma over there. That's a little thing called Like a Rolling Stone. Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, through the bumps of diamond in your prime. Oh, didn't you? People call, say, but where, doll? You're bound to fall, you thought they all. Well, couldn't you? You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Look at you, but now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't, baby, seem so proud. By having to be scrounging, yeah, your name. Lonely, but you know you only used to get juice in it. Nobody here to talk to you how to live on the streets, and now you just gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you got to realize he's not selling any alibi. As he stands in the vacuum of his life, and he says, hey baby, would you like to make a
listening to Jimi Hendrix live at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, performing Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. And now we switch to the 1970s, and in a similar vein, I'd like to play you my favorite piece of popular music by my favorite band, and that band is the Rolling Stones. This song, to me, is an exact representation of what any composition should be. It's intriguing. It has variation that is constant while still retaining a hook. It has a rhythmic drive mixed with a rhythmic complexity that keeps it interesting, but also allows your body to feel in unison to it. It's perfectly orchestrated and complex with innovation and interesting twists at every turn. The harmonies are constructed, but also are used to complement the melody and the way the instruments interact, and it is complemented by some brilliant improvisation and also moments of challenge and also moments of memorability. Now, I'm cheating a little bit because this is a live version from the 2000s, but the Rolling Stones are a very unique band in music history in that they just get better with age. So here is the Rolling Stones with their 1971 release, Sway, live in the 2010s. Please enjoy.
Did you ever wake up to find someone that broke up your mind, destroyed your notions of self-killing time? It's just that demon lie that got you in its way. It's just that demon lie that got you in its way. Ain't playing tears out on the dusty ground. Put my friends up on the burial ground. Can't stand the feeling, getting so run down. It's just that demon life that got you this way. It's just that demon life that got you.
Flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. My name is Jack Campbell. You're listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell. And on today's episode, we're doing a tour through the 20th century and playing my favorite tracks from each century. And now we've arrived at the year 1980, and we will highlight what I personally find draws me toward music the most, which is the level of complexity within it. Now, of course, complexity is not the most important thing in music. It's about identifiability, it's about expression, it's about emotion, and it's about beauty or that which is of interest or innovation for some reason. But personally, I find that a piece of music that is complex in a way where you just can't quite understand what's going on is sometimes what can really captivate me. And here is, in my opinion, and in a lot of scholars, perhaps the most convincing and well-constructed piece of the new complexity school of composition from the 1980s. One of my favorite works, here's Brian Ferneyhough's Second String Quartet, performed by the Arditi Quartet. You're currently listening to the Arditi String Quartet perform the second string quartet of Brian Ferneyhough. And if anybody didn't quite feel waken up this morning, I'm sure that that has shaken you enough that you are now wide awake. Personally, I prefer a little Ferneyhough in the morning rather than coffee. So now we move to the 1990s with a work by the composer of the 20th century, which I find the most interesting for how he combined the past, the present, and the future. He mixed all previous styles of Western classical music with an awareness of the folk musics of around the world and the present moment, and envisioned a brighter future for music, and a land of hope and opportunity and innovation and the unknown and the pursuit of that which is not yet heard. One of his final compositions and one of his best, here's Augustin Hadelijk with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra performing the third movement of Georgi Ligeti's Violin Concerto. And now I would like to close the 20th century with a piece from 2000, the new millennium, and a group, and this group is actually my first musical memory, hearing their work. And this is the first song from their first album released in the year 2000. Here is stripped down, bare bones, blues, rock, garage, punk-infused music from the White Stripes, from De Stijl, You're Pretty Good Looking for a Girl.
Oh yeah, you're pretty good looking for a girl, but your back is so broken, and this feeling's still gonna linger on until the year 25 now. Yeah, you're pretty good looking for a girl. Your eyes are wide open, and your thoughts have been stolen by the boys who took you out and bought you everything you want now. Yeah,
change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Frock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM radio. If you've just tuned in, my name is Jack Campbell, and Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live on Thursdays at 10 a.m., is just about to end, but we have time for one more small track. Thank you so much for joining me in my tour of the 20th century through avant-garde classical, jazz, blues, and rock styles. I've had so much fun playing some of my favorite music today for you, and I'd like to end with one more track by another band that I think is very critical in the development of sort of rock styles that emerged in the latter half of the 20th century, like punk rock, garage rock, maybe even metal. And it is also perhaps the band that has the most historical significance because some of the greatest guitar players of all time, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page, come from this band, and they were also critical in bringing the blues into the popular mainstream. So, with Jeff Beck on guitar, might I add, here is Over, Under, Sideways, Down by the Yardbirds. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey! Hey!